You have one new voice message. New message.
Hey baby, it's me. I finally found your new number. I got a new phone line too, because I assumed you blocked my number again. You're so cute playing hard to get. But yeah, I'm just calling to check in. I was hoping you had a good day. I know for a fact you had a pretty good evening. You're always so good at planning date nights. Remember when you took me to that arcade too? You were so impressed by how good I was at Time Crisis. We made it all the way to the ending scene with just $1 of play. Well, tonight, she wasn't very good at it though, was she? All she wanted to do is take pictures in the photo booth. You guys spent so long in there, I thought she was trying to stuck your cock in the booth. You know, that's what I would have done. But unfortunately for you, she's boring. She doesn't know how to have fun like I do. She doesn't know how to make you moan the way I can. I do have a confession, though. The machine wasn't actually broken. I just stole the picture strips as soon as they finished printing, before you opened the curtain. Now, I know it wasn't actually going to end up being a fond memory without me, so I just thought I'd take them off your hands, throw them in the garbage for you. Aren't I serviceable? Oh, well, I didn't end up throwing them away. I'm looking at the pictures now. You know, seeing her up close like this, she's pretty. She looks like me, actually. Boy, do you have a type. Oh, baby, I'm so flattered. I know you miss me just as much as I miss you. So, of course you'd go out and find some kind of cheap imitation look-alike version of me. Definitely not as good as the real thing, though. And I can tell you're not actually that fond of her. I'm watching you right now, looking through your living room window, and I see you didn't even offer her the good wine. You didn't even cook for her. You got takeout. Yet you always cooked for me. But I guess she isn't that special to you, huh? Best not to lead her on then, since she's just a lookalike after all. I know you only invited her out because she's obviously an easy fuck. Some random whore who just so happened to look a little bit like me. I hope you know I'm not mad. I'm not going to hurt her, don't worry. Unless you want to hurt her together. I've been practicing my shibari rope work. We could tie her up all pretty. We could use that paddle I liked, that blue one, with a little heart-shaped cutout. We can make her service me while you slap her ass with the paddle, and then, I guess I'm just really, really horny. I haven't had sex with anyone since you. You're the only cock I want, the only cock I belong to. So, don't worry, baby. I'm not mad you want to fuck other people. I think it's sweet, actually, how you parade these women in front of me like this. You want me to be jealous. It's such a sweet way to let me know you care. You're wrong, though. Not jealous. Not at all. Because you're mine. I don't have anything to be jealous of. I can't envy something that already belongs to me. You, your mind, your soul, your love, in all those ways and more, I belong to every part of you and you alone. And I will never share those parts of you with any fucking person ever again. You are mine forever. While it also belongs to me, I'm an understanding lover, so I don't really mind sharing your body. If it brings you pleasure, I'm all for it. A perfect cock, darling. It's meant to be used. Meant to be ridden and milked. Sucked until it aches. Fucked until it's sore. In fact, I love seeing you bend those whores over the armrest of your couch and pound into their dripping wet pussies. I love seeing you pin them against the wall and bite their neck while you roughly fuck them so hard they scream and moan your name like I used to. I love it because I know you're putting on a show for me. That's why you always fuck them in front of this big window. I think you know I'm always watching. In fact, I think you hope that I am. I think you love it. You get off on it. On knowing I might be out there again, watching you. It makes your cock swell up and twitch against those jeans. Even now, this very moment, I can tell you're not really listening to her. You're barely drinking your wine. And you keep glancing out here, as if you're hoping you could spot me hidden in the dark. Oh, your sweet blushing cheeks. You can be so shy for a dominant. You're right, baby. I'm out here. I'm not gonna look away for even a second. I know you're rearing to get started with the main event. Any second now, you'll make your move. Go on. I'm watching. There you go. Tentatively lean in and kiss her. Don't worry, silly. She wants you to. Okay, you're funny, but you're not that funny. She's been giggling and giving you those fuck me eyes all night. Even I can tell that much from across the street. The signals are loud and clear, babe. She's practically begging you to fuck her. Remember when I used to? I wonder if you'll make her actually beg this time. I hope you do. It's been so fun to see how dominant you've been with these stupid sluts. But none of them are as good as I was, are they? I always did as I was told. I didn't even care about my own pleasure. I just wanted yours. I never came unless you told me I could come. Even after an eternity of edging, I was still such a good girl, right? You'd only ever say yes after I begged and begged for you to finally let me come. Begging of you to unload all of yourself inside of me at the same time. And sometimes, if I knew you'd had a long day, then I'd say no. I'd be your perfect little brat. I'd let you punish me over and over again, till I was screaming, until you left me a perfectly used mess. Those other girls just want you to make them feel good. I only cared about you. You could use me for days on end. Tease me, punish me, make me beg. And I never complain, because I loved it. Make me beg. And I'd never complain, because I loved it. I was yours. I am yours. No matter the time or place, all you had to do is give me that look, and I was on my knees, ready to worship every inch of your body. I didn't care if anyone saw, I just wanted more of your cock, more of your cum. You teased and humiliated me. Made sure everyone know you just used me like a little whore, and still you would hold me in your arms, and I'd watch you sleep for hours. But with these simple whores, you don't use them the way you used me. You could never love them enough to ruin them like you ruined me. You just fuck them for, well, fuck's sake. Fuck, I'm getting close, baby. Hurry up. I want to see you come. It's been too long. Ugh, you've been making out for ages. Fuck. Skip the foreplay, will you? I just want to watch you spread that pussy open and thrust inside. Yes, good. Finally. Rip those clothes off. Zip her dress. Come on. Don't be gentle. She's plenty wet, baby. Just put it in. Do it. Fuck her already, goddammit. Just shove yourself into that cheap whore. Oh, okay. I like this too. Stand up and make her kneel before you. Great fucking idea. Look at this perfect view I have. Right in front of the window. You're being so generous with me today. Thank you. Oh God, she has no blowjob skill, does she? Fucking amateur. I was so much better, wasn't I? I'd never complain. I'd take every inch down my throat. And even as I was gagging and choking, tears running down my face, I was so good for you. Because I was happy. Fuck. I was so happy letting you use my face like that. Just grab her hair in your fist. Fuck her mouth already. She clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing. Ah, I see you clutching your fist, holding yourself back. Such a gentleman, even after all this time. You were never that considerate with me, because you knew I was your perfect little slut, remember? She doesn't deserve an inch of you. She doesn't know how to worship a cock like yours. You better fucking punish her for it, or guess what? I will. And what remains of that poor, innocent slut when I'm through with her will be your fault. So just fucking pull her hair and stuff your cock down her throat now. For Christ's sake, you're gonna go soft if you don't. Oh, you're pulling her up by her knees? No more kissing. Come the fuck on. I'm so fucking close. Please. Please just fuck her. I need to see her face while you come. Please. Please. I wish I could hear it. Hear those groans. The way you would growl and moan. Fuck. I wish I could hear you debase those sluts. Let them know just how insignificant they are. Walking, talking, fleshlights. Nothing but a fuck toy for you to play with. Fuck. I should have thought of this earlier. Maybe I'll try to sneak in and stash a microphone somewhere. What are you doing now? Come on. Oh my God. You're pressing her against the window. Fuck, she has such a beautiful body. The way her tits are pressed against the glass. Oh my God. Are you gonna fuck her from behind? You fucking tease. You do know I'm watching, don't you? Oh my God, fuck yes. Line your cock up with her pussy. No. Don't drag the tip against her folds. Just thrust inside already, please. Please. Fuck. She is in ecstasy right now. She loves the way you're kissing beneath her ear, nibbling down her neck. God damn it. Now I know you're teasing me. God, I fucking hate her. Maybe I am a little jealous after all. Your lips always felt so soft on my neck. My whole body would start to shiver. the same way I'd shiver when I'd feel all the inches of your cock slowly filling me up. Don't go slow, please. Don't go slow. I'm so fucking close and I don't want to come together. Please hurry up and fuck her. Yes, baby. And grab her hips. Hold her steady and slab into that stupid bitch. Use her like the object she is. Treat her like nothing more than a warm, wet hole to fuck. You're so fucking amazing, God. Head to toe, you're fucking perfect. When you squeeze your eyes shut like that, because it feels so damn good. Will you clench your jaw and bite your lip because it's so sensitive? Your chest breathing so rapidly as you thrust so hard and deep into that filthy cunt. Your tense forearms and hands while you tightly wrap your arms around her, while you manhandle her and squeeze her tits. Fuck, 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 fuck. I can't hold it much longer. Hurry, baby, please. Stupid lucky bitch. She has no idea how lucky she is to have the delicious cock inside of her. Oh, she better not ask you to pull out. You fucking deserve to come inside her useless pussy. Give her cunt meaning while her walls squeeze and contract around you, baby. She better not let me down or she'll be fucking sorry. You're looking out the window directly at me. There's no way you see me, but fuck. It looks like you're staring right at me. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh my God, 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 oh my fucking God, You see, I waited until you came, until I came, myself. Even after all this time, I still remember all of your orders. Your perfect, submissive slut. We're meant to be together. Can you see that? I promise, love, I will stop at nothing until we're together again. Until I belong to you again. Be good, okay? I'll be watching. I love you.
You have no more messages.